This is a loving kindness meditation. Let's begin by finding your seat, finding a comfortable posture wherever you happen to be, in a chair or a cushion. And let's begin simply by noticing the feel of the contact of the seat underneath you. And allowing your body weight to release into that seat so that there's no sense of holding anywhere. Notice where your legs are. Just feeling down both your right leg and your left, seeing if there's any place that's holding or tight. Anything that seems like unnecessary effort, you can let it go and release into the support of the floor beneath you. And notice your spine, feeling your spine rising up from your seat. Tall and dignified. And noticing too your breath. Noticing the easy way that your breath allows your body to move. Noticing perhaps how your breath moves your abdomen in and out, or your chest up and down. And just allowing the breath to be however it happens to be. There's no need to try and control it or to make it relax. Just letting your body tell you how it would feel most comfortable right now. And noticing your arms. Where are your arms? And your hands. Again, allowing their weight to rest comfortably downward, letting gravity gently pull them down. Perhaps having your hands folded and rested on your lap. Or on your knees. And noticing your neck and shoulders. Checking to see if there's any place that feels a little tight. And to the extent that you can, let it go. And then finally, noticing your head, how it's balanced on top. Perhaps with your chin gently tucked under. And noticing your face, allowing all of your features to be soft. And now looking back over your whole body from head to toe. Perhaps taking in a few comfortable breaths. Just letting an easy flow of breath come in and go out. Perhaps finding a sense of ease, of comfort. So this very simple act of sitting and finding comfort physically is actually a very simple act of kindness to ourselves. So let's just stop and acknowledge that for a moment, that this is the simplest way that we take care of ourselves. Can we enjoy this little bit of peace that we've created for ourselves right now? So this is kindness, softness, gentleness, finding a bit of physical comfort and ease. This time that's just for us, where we don't need to do anything or accomplish anything or prove anything to anybody. We can simply rest in being who we are. And if you find it helpful, you can repeat some phrases to yourself silently. You could repeat something along the lines of, "May I feel safe? May I be well? May I be free from harm?" The words don't really matter, as long as whatever you're saying is genuinely coming from your heart and how you're feeling right now. Now let's bring to mind a good friend. And what I mean by a good friend is someone that you care for. Someone that, when you think of them, makes you feel good inside. So pick one person who fits that description in your life, a real person that you know. And let's bring that person to mind as vividly as you can. Using your imagination, you could picture their face, or perhaps imagine their voice, their laughter. Or you could imagine just being with them, perhaps the last time that you spent time with them. Again, the details don't matter so much. What we're connecting to is how that feels for you to be with this person. How does it feel in your heart to hold this person in your mind? How does it feel in your body? You can imagine perhaps the last time you were together, enjoying each other's company, connecting to how that felt. What arises for you when you bring this person to mind? And if you find it helpful, you could use those phrases again for this good friend. Something like, may you be well. May you be safe. May you be free from harm. And as you say each phrase, reflect on how that feels to offer your genuine caring toward this person. Now, letting this good friend fade into the background of our awareness. And let's bring to mind yet another person. This time, bringing to mind what I call a neutral person. A neutral person is one of many dozens, if not hundreds, of people that we encounter in our lives. People that we really have no relationship with. We may not even know their name. And yet we interact with them or see them or hear them in some way. We may pass them on the street. It might be the cashier at the grocery store. Or the bus driver, or a colleague that we pass in the hallway at work. There are probably many, many people in our lives that fit that description. So we probably don't have any particular feelings toward these people, one way or the other. No strong likes or dislikes. They're just there. And if we're not careful, they can turn into wallpaper to us. So let's pick one specific person, someone that we can bring to mind. Imagining their face, hearing their voice, or even just sensing a presence. Just that alone would be enough. And now bringing that person to mind as vividly as you can in your imagination. Imagining perhaps having this person near you, across from you, or sitting near you. And what happens when you hold this person in mind? Perhaps not much, since we really don't know them very well at all. And yet, can we reflect that this person is a human being just like myself, just like my good friend. That this person has a life, just like myself and my good friend. Perhaps has a family and friends, people who love them. And we could consider that this person wishes to be happy just like I do, that they too would enjoy having some calm and peace in their lives and being loved by another person. So in our minds, in our imagination, recognizing the humanity of this person that we really don't know, and acknowledging that. And again, if you find it helpful to use those phrases, you might repeat them silently, wishing this person well, as you did for the previous two people. So repeating phrases like, may you be well. May you be safe. May you be free from harm. Now, with this neutral person, sometimes it's much easier to lose interest and wander off, and the mind goes off in other directions. And that happens. It's quite normal. It's quite natural, since we really don't have strong feelings toward them. And so we can bring ourselves back to the practice. Very gently, because how we respond to our own wanderings and doing it in a kind way is just as much part of this practice. So whatever arises, whatever happens, meeting it with kindness and forgiveness and a gentle touch. Now letting the neutral person fade into the background. And bringing yet another person to mind. This time, let's bring to mind someone that we have some difficulty with. I'll call them the difficult person. There must be someone in your life that you are in some kind of disagreement with, in conflict. It could even be someone that you are quite close to, a family member, but somehow you're not in agreement over something, rubbing each other the wrong way. So let's pick someone, one specific person in your life that fits that description. And bring that person to mind as vividly as you can, picturing their face, imagining their voice, whatever helps you to make this person more real in your imagination. And let's notice what comes up for you as you bring this person to mind. It probably feels different from the other previous people. There's probably a sense of not wanting to do this, that it feels uncomfortable. And other kinds of emotions come in, perhaps anger or self-righteousness or any number of feelings that really don't feel terribly good. And greeting whatever is coming up for us right now with gentleness, forgiveness, patience. And as we reflect on this difficult person that's in front of us, remembering too that this person also is a human being just like myself. And regardless of what I feel toward them or what my relationship is to them, they too simply want to be happy and safe and at ease, just like me. And in fact, despite all my feelings toward this person, when we really think about it and recognizing that despite all the feelings that I may have toward this person, we actually have so much in common. So much more that holds us together in common than tears us apart. Just by our simple humanity. Just by the fact that we want to be loved. That we want to be respected, that we want to live a life of dignity. And can we grant this person these simple gifts, acknowledging that this is something that we hold in common? And if you find it helpful, you can bring in those phrases silently to yourself once again. Can we offer our genuine wishes to this difficult person? May you be well. May you be safe. May you be free from harm. Now let's let this difficult person fade into the background in our awareness. And now let's bring together everyone that we have been reflecting on in this practice. So that would be starting with yourself and that good friend, and then the neutral person and the difficult person. So bringing each to mind one by one. Reflecting on how we may feel quite differently toward each and every one of them. And yet, when we slow down and reflect carefully, we can recognize how we all have so much in common, just simply by the fact that we are human beings with a very human life, with joys and sorrows and wishes to be happy, safe. Such simple things that are so important to each and every one of us, and yet we tend to overlook them and become so focused on all the ways that we're different. But really, underneath, we have so much that's the same. And so, turning with a heart that's open, with a touch of gentleness and acceptance and kindness, wishing that we can all four of us, be well and happy, safe, and free from harm. And then we can expand our awareness a little bit and reflect on who else is present near you, where you are. Perhaps there are other people in your home, family members, roommates, perhaps neighbors in your apartment building. And even though you can't see anyone or hear or actually be aware of their presence, you know that they're there. Just sensing the presence of other people around us. Perhaps you can sense traffic outside, passing cars, airplanes flying overhead. And recognizing that each one of these vehicles holds more people who are just like me. And so we can imaginatively expand our awareness, acknowledging and remembering all the people that are present in our lives. Going further and further out, well beyond what we can actually sense now, acknowledging all the people in our country, and going further to acknowledge all the people on this planet. And not only people, but animals. Everything that lives and breathes. We all hold so much in common, and it's this very simple fact that we wish to be happy and safe and free from harm. Can we let that touch our hearts? Touch into a place of tenderness in our hearts. Just acknowledging with kindness this very simple wish that we all hold, and wishing it indeed for all. Just letting this wish soften our hearts. Letting it touch us deep inside, and awakening a bit of kindness within our hearts.